Throughout the ages, there exist quiet but courageous groups of heroes who love and cherish the lives of all beings. With their great compassion, these enlightened individuals have a clear-sighted understanding that, like human beings, animals are also sentient and capable of feeling love, courage, protectiveness, pain, sorrow, and a range of other emotions. These individuals are heroes because they go against the current trends and social norms to live their lives as compassionate vegetarians. Their ideal is a noble one, and their compassion is truly admirable. Who are these heroes? They include past enlightened masters, yogis, spiritual leaders, scientists, artists, writers, celebrities, and our everyday fellow human beings. In admiration and gratitude, on our program we would like to honor these loving and compassionate vegetarian elite on behalf of our animal friends and co-inhabitants of our beautiful planet.
Greetings, nature-loving viewers, and welcome to this edition of Vegetarian Elite. On today's program, we will continue with our fascinating interview with Dr. Ruth Heydrich, an extraordinary individual who beat the odds to become cancer-free through a vegan diet and goes on to win many gold medals at the Senior Olympics. She holds a doctorate in health management and a master's degree in psychology. Dr. Heydrich is also a fitness trainer who has run more than 60 marathons all around the world and has written a number of books, including A Race for Life, The Chef Cook Raw Book, and Senior Fitness, which is her latest book. In addition, she is a keynote speaker for literally hundreds of groups and organizations throughout the world and teaches university-level courses on cancer and health-related topics. She has a weekly radio show entitled Healing in You, and in 1998, at the age of 63, she was named one of the 10 fittest women in North America. Her story is the stuff of which legends are made. Last week, Dr. Heydrich shared with us her emotional turmoil when she was diagnosed with breast cancer. Faced with such life-altering news, what did Dr. Heydrich do? Let's rejoin our Supreme Master Television correspondent, who has the opportunity to speak with Dr. Heydrich in her home in British Columbia, in Canada, and find out how she dealt with it after she had underwent surgery fully conscious.
So watching the surgery, seeing my cancer, gave me the motivation to fight it. I was 47, didn't at the peak of my career, didn't want to die.
Yes.
And I thought, what do I do now? I went home in a state of shock to recover from the surgery and kept my running up, by the way. I ran the morning of surgery. I ran the next day after surgery, all wrapped up and swaddled in bandages. And it felt good to be able to maintain my fitness, to disperse the anxiety through the exercise. It really paid so many benefits.
Both physically and psychologically.
Yes, absolutely. So then I decided, well, what do I do now? I started reading journals and finding out more and about chemo. I was slated for chemotherapy to meet with the oncologist in 2 weeks. Saw a little notice in the newspaper, a little two-line ad said, wanted women with breast cancer to participate in diet research study. I thought, oh my gosh, that is me. Ran to the phone, got right through the doctor. I'm talking to the doctor on the telephone. You know how often that happens? Never. He says, get your medical records and come on down to my office. I need to talk to you. So I'm in Dr. John McDougall's office, and he's going through my records. And he said, you know, with the cholesterol this high, you are at as great a risk of dying of a heart attack as you are the breast cancer. And I go, wait a minute. One day, I'm a marathoner, the fittest person I know. The next day, I'm cancer, heart disease. What is happening to my life?
Yes.
He says, don't worry about it. He says, if you enroll in this study, you will change your diet, and you will lower your cholesterol, you'll lower your blood pressure, you will lower your risk of not only heart disease and reverse the cancer, but your risk of diabetes will go down, your risk of arthritis will go down. I already have arthritis, he said. Don't worry about it, that'll go too. So with all these benefits, I'm thinking, my gosh, I'd be crazy not to do it. So I said, tell me what to do. And he said, well, it's pretty simple. You eliminate all animal foods and all free fats and oils. So it's a whole food diet, just plant foods, fruits and vegetables, whole grains and legumes. I thought, well, I can do that. So in less than 2 hours, I became a vegan. The next morning, I'm running, and I've had a breakfast of oatmeal and apple juice, which I found I really enjoy.
Yes.
So, and raisins or any kind of fruit you want to add to it. And then what happened, I guess about 10 years ago, I started adding greens to my oatmeal. I know that sounds weird. People are going to think, she's crazy. Try it.
Yeah.
Greens added to anything not only boost your nutritional value way, way up, but they taste surprisingly good.
From a meat diet, Dr. Ruth Heidrich followed her doctor's advice and turned vegan. Now she is experimenting with raw foods.
From reading your books, too, I noticed that you are very much into raw foods.
Very much.
Yes.
That happened about 8 years ago when I listened to a lecture by Dr. Doug Graham, and he was talking about the benefits of raw foods. And I'm thinking, you know, I don't even like to cook. You know, this makes such perfect sense if I can just eat anything I want without having to go through the mess of cooking and the time. And it just made so much sense. Why do we cook our foods? So it meant that I had to make a few changes, like with grains. Well, you just take the whole grains and sprout them, and they're better that way anyway. And with legumes, you can sprout those.
Yes.
So, but the bulk of my diet today is just raw fruits and vegetables. I get big bags of mixed organic greens, and that's the basis of my meal. And then for breakfast, I add fruit to that. For supper, I add vegetables to that.
Sounds delicious.
It's so simple.
Yes.
And then people want to know, well, what about dressing? And I use salsa, which is really a tomato base, loaded with lycopene, all good nutrients.
Stock up. Consider bamboo the next time you're landscaping your yard. Bamboo stores more CO2 and generates 35% more oxygen than an equivalent stand of trees. Answer the call.
This could be good. Hey, you.
Despite being diagnosed with cancer and recovering from surgery, Dr. Heidrich continued with her rigorous exercise. She even entered her first Ironman triathlon. Faced with the inner struggle of being a cancer patient and running such a strenuous race for the first time in her life, Dr. Heidrich's courage shone through when she overcame her inner struggle, ran the race, and came out a winner through her newfound confidence and the personal satisfaction of completing the Ironman triathlon.
So just to interject there on what you're saying, to go against that voice of reason and enter an Ironman triathlon against all medical advice, because I'm assuming the doctors were telling you when you were making these changes that, you know, it wasn't good for you. Considering the fact that no other woman had even thought about entering a race like that.
Yeah, well, that's how I was already into racing, running races.
Right.
And then right about the same time that, it's funny how these things tend to come together.
Yes.
That you'll notice in the newspaper that I read, I also was watching television, which I never had time to do. Hadn't gone back to work after the surgery. So I'm watching TV, just kind of channel surfing, and I see the wide world of sports, this grueling competition for crazies called the Ironman Triathlon. Never heard of such a thing. You swim 2.5 miles, and then you bike 112, and then you run a marathon. And I'm thinking, you know, I can do the marathon. And biking, you just sit there and pedal like that, right? And swimming, well, I knew how to swim, so I thought, I'm going to do it. And then, you know, reality hit right here and said, lady, you are now a cancer patient. I thought, I feel good. I'm strong.
Sure.
I'm still running.
Right.
I can add the swimming and biking. And then, lady, every one of those competitors were in their 20s. They were all young. You at 47 are no longer young. I don't care what you say. So I'm going to prove it. I found out that no woman that age had ever done an Ironman triathlon at that point. So I started training and found that with my new diet and adding swimming and biking to my already 40 miles a week of running, what a surprise! From cancer patient to being healthy and fit and happy.
Yes.
I was sleeping well at night because of all the physical exercise.
Mm-hmm.
I got physically tired and slept well, waking up and running an hour before going to work and swimming at noon, and I started biking to and from work. Helps the environment, right? But back
yes.
in the 80s, nobody was thinking about that, but they ought to think about it now. So I had this formula going for me, and then, as you mentioned, doctors were saying, that's too much exercise. You're stressing yourself. You should be taking it easy.
Right.
And I'm thinking, it's not stressing me. It's my stress relief.
Relief, right.
I felt so good after my workouts that it's got to be right. So I just kept on doing it. And after I crossed the finish line of the first Ironman, I just wait till next year.
It took
me 14 hours and 47 minutes, by the way. And I'm thinking, I've learned so much, and I'll just keep up with my training, not stopping any of the biking, running, swimming, and added lifting weights, because you want to be strong. You know,
yeah,
I want to
yes.
be a muscle person, but I did want to maintain my fitness.
And she joined her second Ironman triathlon the following year at an even better finishing time at age 48. What an incredible woman.
So the next year when I did it, I took 45 minutes off my time. I thought, wow, where's this going to end? I mean, you're older, and I'm faster, and maybe I can keep this up till I'm 120. So that's...
And this must have been very good for you psychologically as well, to help you cope with what the medical conditions you were going through at that time.
Totally empowering.
Yes.
I felt like I had a real handle on my life, on this formula, the perfect diet, which is vegan, low-fat, whole food,
mm-hmm.
and now raw, and this daily vigorous exercise. A day without exercise would be, for me, like a day without brushing my teeth or eating. If you are going to eat, you need to move it around. It's getting the right food in your body, the right nutrients, and the circulation is so important, because this poor heart can't do it all. It can move the blood out to the extremities, but it's the exercise that brings the blood back to the heart. So it's a perfect system. And
yes.
people have so many diseases that
yes.
they are causing themselves by putting the wrong foods in their body and not exercising, not helping that poor heart. Their circulatory system clogs up. They have kidney disease. When blood doesn't keep moving, it clots.
Yes.
And blood clots are the cause of heart attacks, strokes, DVDs, where the blood clots form in the legs. When you sit too long, like in an airplane, a long
mm-hmm.
plane ride, so the veins start small and they get bigger and bigger, so these clots travel up and they go to the brain and you have a stroke. They
yes.
call that the economy syndrome,
mm-hmm.
economy class syndrome, from sitting on planes on long flights, but it's really because you're not moving. It can happen in a car, in a classroom, on the job, or whatever. So I learned the benefits of the great value of the perfect diet and the perfect exercise routine.
The vegan diet and a rigorous exercise really pays off. It kept her stronger, with higher endurance, and a lot more healthy. We thank you for your charming company on today's episode of Dr. Ruth Heidrich, a legendary vegan on Vegetarian Elite. Please join us again next week for more on this amazing role model for men and women alike. And now, please stay tuned for Between Master and Disciples, coming up next on Supreme Master Television. May heaven bless you with inner joy, good health, and spiritual insights.